today's news the way you want it. It's America's News with John DeMaster on the Positive Talk Network.
And it's Thursday, April 9. Welcome to America's News. The top story, of course, coronavirus, where Dr. Anthony Fauci is reminding Americans to keep up with those social distancing guidelines.
Don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infection.
While speaking at the White House, Fauci said they know for a fact that mitigation is having a positive effect, but explained it's something we don't see until weeks later. Fauci said he knows it has to be a strain on Americans, but argued it's the best tool right now to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As this Thursday continues, President Trump again expressing hope of reopening the United States. At that same White House press briefing, he explained what conditions are needed for the country to reopen.
We have to be on that downside of that slope and heading to a very strong direction that this thing is gone. Now, we could do it in phases. We can go to some areas, which, you know, some areas are much less affected than others. But it would be nice to be able to open with a big bang.
The president thinks the U.S. is ahead of schedule in slowing the spread of the illness. He added meetings with the professionals about making a determination will take place soon. Senator Bernie Sanders bowing out of the Democratic presidential race.
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Well, that clears the path for former VP Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from his home state of Vermont, Sanders said he's suspending his campaign because he doesn't see a feasible path to the nomination. And there's word from The Hill that former President Obama may be getting back into the political spotlight. Sources close to Obama and Biden say they've spoken quite frequently in recent days, and that Obama is ready to get out and endorse Biden, even though it's going to be virtually. As America's News continues, Morgan McCarthy has more of the day's top stories. Morgan?
Thanks, John. A new poll suggests teenagers aren't doing much online learning with schools closed because of the pandemic. 41% of teens surveyed say they have not attended any online or virtual classes. Some contributing factors could be spring break and the lack of resources in some school districts. But the findings also suggest that teenagers have been distracted by the pandemic. More than 60% say they're worried someone in their family would catch the virus or that it would have an effect on their family's ability to earn a living. A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts are on their way to the International Space Station. Chris Cassidy and his Russian counterparts blasted off early this morning from Kazakhstan. The coronavirus pandemic kept some media and family members away as the trio left to socially distance themselves from everyone on Earth. The whistleblower whose revelations led to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton is dead. Linda Tripp died from pancreatic cancer Wednesday after being diagnosed with the illness last week at age 70. The career federal worker befriended White House intern Monica Lewinsky. Lewinsky confided to Tripp about her affair with Clinton. Tripp recorded her conversation with Lewinsky and turned the recordings over to special prosecutor Kenneth Starr. That led to Clinton's impeachment in 1998. Tripp left public service in 2001. Thanks for America's News. I'm Morgan McCarthy.
Thanks, Morgan. Ben Olson here now with your entertainment headlines. Hey, Ben.
Yeah, hey, John. It is time for your entertainment news nuggets. Tyler Perry is helping out his community during difficult times. The actor and director picked up the tab at 29 grocery stores in the Atlanta and Louisiana area yesterday during the hour reserved for elderly and high-risk customers. Perry has partnered up with Winn-Dixie to provide food and essential items to elderly and high-risk shoppers. He also paid the grocery bill for shoppers at 44 Atlanta area Kroger stores. After 11 seasons and 250 episodes, ABC's Modern Family has signed off the air. The series finale came last night for the award-winning comedy. The creators say they wanted to deliver a solid, funny, and emotional send-off. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this weekend. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will raise money and awareness for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Farm Aid has been raising money for American farmers since 1985. At Home with Farm Aid airs this Saturday on Axis TV and on the Farm Aid website. With your entertainment news nuggets for America's News, I'm Ben Olson.
And that is America's News for this Thursday, April 9th, 2020. I'm John DeMaster, and thanks for listening. You can check us out on Facebook. Look for America's News with John DeMaster or at DeMasterMedia.com. You can listen to this episode and past episodes as well. Have a fantastic day.